All right, we're back here on Hockey Night in Escanaba. It's the intermission show and talking with Brody Goddard, the goaltender tonight for the Eskimos. How you doing, bud?
Good. How about you, Jack?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. It's playoff time.
Oh, yeah.
So 11 years ago tomorrow, your dad was the coach, and we were up at Lakeview Arena. You were just a little tiny kid.
I know where this is going.
Where's it going, Brody? Tell everybody.
Is it
going
to be the shot that went inside crossbar and they waved it off?
Yep, overtime winner for Mark Bruce, Pudge. Yep. And Jared Nordin had stood on his head literally in that game.
Yeah.
Hey? Yeah. And I know Jared's listening. All the goalies listen, right?
Right.
So I don't know if you even remember that because you were about, what, 6, 7 years old?
Right. I briefly remember it, just a little bit.
But your old man has talked about it.
Yeah, he's talked about it quite a bit.
Because he was the head coach.
Yeah, he's a... I mean, obviously, he was pretty upset about it. And, like, every now and then, we just have a little conversation about it.
So, let me... The reason I'm bringing it up is obvious, but we're a big underdog here tonight, and
yes,
everyone knows that. What has your dad been talking about, and what do you have in your mind, knowing what it takes to pull that kind of an upset off? Because that was, I mean, we won the game, and the ref just made a mistake, and we didn't get the W, and Marquette went on to win the state championship. Right. So what do you think it takes to play that well tonight against a team that has beaten us?
I think it takes just confidence and, like, playing like they're the best team you're playing. And go out there and play hard and have fun. Like, no matter what, you just got to have fun.
Has this season been fun for you? I know it's tough sometimes when you don't get the W's, and I know that, you know, a couple times you got pulled, and that's not fun for a goalie, but has the season been fun?
I mean, obviously it's been a little frustrating. Like, hopefully, like, I was kind of hoping to get some more wins, but people told me it looked like I wasn't having fun out here during games and stuff, and then started trying to switch up my game, like, halfway through the season and try to have more fun, and then after that, like, I've had a blast.
Well, you had a couple of good games at showcases this year, and I bet that has to feel good against some of them downstate teams, eh?
Yeah, it feels pretty good.
So what do you think, well, what have you changed in your game? Is it a mental thing you've changed, Brody, or is it physical?
More of a mental thing. Like, no matter, like, what happens, like, no matter how many times I'm getting scored on or if I'm not getting scored on, I'm just out here to have fun and stop some pucks. Always thinking about the next shot, never thinking about what just happened.
Now, that game over in Kingsford, I imagine that gives you some confidence knowing that we played with those guys and you know, they got the overtime winner, but that has to feel good. You had a nice night that night.
Yeah, I mean, it felt pretty good, especially against a team like Kingsford and their caliber. They're a top-tier team this year, and being able to compete with them, like, shows that they're beatable, and we can beat them today.
All right, so let me ask you about your plans after high school then, bud. What are you going to do?
Right now, as it stands right now, I'm probably going to Bay College, getting my basics out of the way, because I'm not really positive as to what I want to do in like as my major yet. And then I'll just be playing beer league hockey in the meantime.
Hey, there's no shame in that, hey?
No, there's not.
And maybe, you never know, we may add a Bay College hockey team in the future.
Oh, I'll have to jump on that then.
Okay, Brody, I'll let you say hi to whoever you want to listening, bud.
I'd like to say hi to friends and family listening, hi to my girlfriend Sloan, and all the Eskimo fans listening to this.
All right, let's go get them.
Hey, thank you, Jack.